Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
About what I expected. About what I expected when I've been staring at the story for 4 days going, do you think we could actually pull this off? Do you think we could actually get three answers on this? And I watched Swati go through about 12 calls and hang up on all of them, which tells me they couldn't be on the air.
Yeah.
Man's new wife donates kidney to ex-wife. That's lovely. Today's Eric in the Morning list, the top three things you'd like to give to their ex. In at number three, Tom.
A big old bag of hot dog poop.
Okay. All right.
That's clever.
All right. We had a lot of poop stories on the show recently.
I'm glad you've noticed that.
It was specific. Yeah. Which,
it was.
No.
At number two, Junior.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Cool. Thanks, Junior. There he goes. There's Junior. What? Hey.
Yeah. What up?
And finally, in at number one, what would you like to give to their ex, Jamie?
Can I give my husband back to his ex-wife?
There it is. There we go. There it was. That's what we're looking for.
That is the there best answer.
Yes. Take him back, please.
Oh, boy. Man,
take
oh, man.
Take him back, please.
Yep. He's all yours.
Yep. Wrap him up in a bow.
Yep. He's all mine now, but I know why they're divorced.
Yeah, I completely understand what she was going through.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Down there in Texas, father put up a couple signs in his yard. Ryan Paraparum, class of 2021, Cypress Woods High School valedictorian, proudly proclaiming it. Also put up a sign. Justin Paraparum, class of 2021, Texas A&M, not valedictorian.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
I think it's really funny.
It's great. Hey, you know, I think that it was once described to me this way, and I think this is truly accurate, and I'll never get whipped to agree with it, but I know deep down inside it's true even for him.
Okay.
Every parent has a favorite child, but it's constantly shifting.
It is?
Oh, so what? You could have a favorite for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden...
It could be a couple days.
Oh, God, that quick of a shift.
It could be a couple hours. But you've got a favorite child, but it's constantly... It's a moving thing. It's a shifting, moving thing. Everybody, it seems, at some point will shift into the favorite child role, and then something happens and you shift out of it and your sister moves into it. It was described to me that way once, and I thought, you know what? I think that's pretty accurate. A lot of parents won't admit that, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. Whip, you don't think there's any truth to you?
Oh, well, if you describe it that way, sure. It's just like my best friend is my best friend sometimes. If they piss me off, then my other best friend's my best friend for that little period of time.
Well,
so
that
sure.
works out nicely. Hey, Mike.
My parents... I'm definitely the favorite child because one night I decided to have a bunch of friends over and we had a nice bonfire, had a couple beer cans laying around, chairs everywhere. The yard was a mess after.
Right.
And then the next morning my dad got home and I didn't clean it up and he was like, can you just go clean that up? You know, you work so hard on the yard, go clean it up. And then my brother did it the next month and he was grounded for a month.
Oh. Right there. There's pure evidence of it right there. You're the favorite child. Vanessa, you know you're the favorite child, don't you?
I sure do.
How do you know?
So when my parents are going to retire in, let's say, less than 5 years, I get the house.
They've Ooh. Already said Vanessa
what?
Gets the house.
Oh, man.
The rest of you continue to live in sleeping bags out in the shed.
I mean, I'm the only one who did college, so I was like, hey, why can't I just get the house?
All right, so you actually kind of negotiated your way into the favorite child role. You made a compelling argument that got you there. All right. Favorite child. Hey there, Rich. You know you're the favorite child?
Yeah, I am the favorite.
How do you know?
My mom lives in Pennsylvania. She texts me twice a day, in the morning and at night. My sisters live 45 minutes away from her. And she texts me to make sure I know that she's okay.
Ah, there you go. See, now you're the son, and you said sisters, so you think there might be something at play there, like her only son making you even more the favorite kind of thing?
No, because when she lived in Florida, my brother lived 45 minutes away, she still texted me.
It's you. It's all you.
There you go. Like in my family, you said that am I the favorite? I am not.
What?
I am not.
Maybe
you're
for
not.
5 minutes you are.
Right. No, I haven't been for a while.
Okay.
I think my youngest brother is really locking down the wheelhouse of that right now because he's doing all sorts of work for my dad.
That's not fair. He's like kissing ass.
Right.
Yeah. And he calls every day for all this different stuff.
Well, tell him to stop brown nosing, maybe.
So I think he's kind of locked it down. But, you know, again, it's a living, breathing, moving thing.
Sometimes it's better not to be the
favorite. Yeah.
They need
you
too much.
Like, look at all the work he's having.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's paying the price.
Let him do all of that, and then you swoop in
at the end
and do something awesome, and
exactly
boom.
That's exactly the plan.
Did you take a play from my sister's
that's
book?
That's the way it goes.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta, you ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Remember YouTuber Trisha Paytas was trending because she announced she was leaving Frenemies podcast? The one
that
she...
the one with the brother and the spoiler alert yesterday? Is that the one?
No.
This is the one where you like almost left the room because you were so uninterested.
So there's two YouTubers. Right. They have a podcast called Frenemies.
Cool.
And she's leaving the podcast Ethan Klein. That was her partner.
How will they survive?
Well, now Ethan is talking. And he says that there isn't anything more he could have done to prevent this from happening. But I'll just let you hear it from him.
Okay.
It's like with Trisha, she puts me in these tough situations where it's like, I'm losing no matter what. She can say whatever she wants. And then, you know, if I just sit and take it, everything's distorted. And if I say anything, then I'm the bad guy for coming after or something, which is not my intention.
Still don't care.
Yeah, so remember, these two people have more than 5 million followers each, and we've never heard of them.
There's nothing worse than an angry YouTuber.
Seriously.
Just amazing.
So funny.
Just dumb.
Things are amazing.
They are amazing. Trending on Twitter number two.
Gucci, Louis, and more high-end brands trending as Chicago officials seize more than $500,000 in fake designer apparel at O'Hare.
Oh.
Two people were arrested after Customs and Border Protection stopped a couple returning from Turkey. Both passengers are from Minnesota. I'm not sure why they were here.
Connecting through.
Yeah. Well, and they say that these items were mostly for their friends and family.
Of course they were.
Oh, yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Tom Hiddleston was just on Kimmel, and he was asked about how he feels about Matt Damon taking his role as Loki in the Thor movies.
Back to this one.
Yeah.
You told us about this yesterday.
Well, I didn't tell you about this drama. Loki was just trending because the first episode of the Marvel series was out.
Yep.
Did you catch it yet?
Yes.
Okay. And was it good?
Of course I did. I don't
know how you do it.
I don't know either, but it was he's so good. And Owen Wilson is in it. So I thought about you yesterday. Yeah, so he's very good as well in it.
And I just got to tell you, so then they went on to make a little bit of fun of Matt Damon, and then Tom Hiddleston joked, he's like, yeah, maybe if there's another Jason Bourne movie, I'll be Jason in an alternate universe.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Oh, I lost my trending on Twitter. Hang on a second.
Oh.
Like
you want to know more about the podcasters?
No, I'm good. I am good. If you could grab another angry YouTuber for our 9:30 trending on Twitter, keep me updated on the angry YouTubers.
As many clips, as many audio clips as you can find.
Just keep those coming.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
California's Ventura High School. Ventura. Is reprinting its yearbooks because of several inappropriate pictures and labels in the most likely to category. They pulled the most likely to get canceled, the most likely to get COVID twice, the best dancer, and the most likely to be a TV star.
Hmm.
I don't get it. 312-233-1019. You were voted most likely to what, Carrie?
Marry my high school sweetheart.
And did you?
I did.
Aw, congrats.
So they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
How soon after high school did the two of you get married?
3 years.
Okay. All right, yeah. Interesting. 312-233-1019. Olivia, most likely to?
Be on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And were you?
No, I wasn't.
Not yet.
Good point.
Still time. And was it just your overall outgoing personality that got you that?
It's because I'm so hilarious.
That's what it is.
There you go. I can hear right there that comment.
There was the comedy right there.
Oh.
On the exact opposite side of hilarious, Tracy, you were voted most likely to
be a TV evangelist.
Be a TV evangelist. Why would they say that about you?
I don't know. It's eighth grade. At the time, I actually had to look it up. I didn't even know what it meant.
All right. So they just picked a category and slapped it on you.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely to be a TV evangelist. You were voted most likely to what, Brad?
Organize my 10-year reunion.
You know what? I feel like when they give you that one, they're actually assigning you a job.
Yep.
Right, right.
And did you?
Kind of. I didn't pick out the venue, but I messaged all my friends from high school through Facebook to try to get them to come.
Well, you did your part.
Yeah, you did the legwork.
You did your part. Most likely to. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here.
Hot,
steaming pot of water or something. I don't know.
Actual device. I don't think you just sit on a hot water.
I didn't know it was something generations of women did together.
Well, this is it's a bonding thing. As they all three did it together in the latest episode, which aired this past Tuesday during the beginning of the episode, the three stars. Can we call them stars, really? Completed the steaming session to kick off their conversation about health. What sensation are you guys getting sitting here, said Jada. Definitely a lot of warmth, said Willow. Yeah, this is real throne action right here, said Jada. All right, that's when I stopped watching. I can't watch anymore.
I feel like I opened the door at a gym, and then I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah, and then I just closed the door.
So they're like, no, stay, and we'll tell you all about it.
No, guys, it's good. It's good. I'll come back later. It's cool.
You guys would never do this, right? You would never do this?
With my family?
No, just steaming.
I don't know. Maybe by myself.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Why not?
You know,
do a lot of other weird things.
Since we're talking about steaming, is that how you like your hot dogs?
What? No, you cannot transition like
dude.
That.
Oh, I got a thing here about...
About hot dogs?
About hot dogs.
Play a song or something.
No, 4th of July hot dogs and right. How Americans like their hot dogs.
Dua Lipa
is one of them.
What about me?
You like your hot dogs grilled? You like your hot dogs steamed?
I like them boiled.
I like them microwaved. Oh. That's me.
Boiled.
Grilled.
Like boiled.
Come on. How could you? Grilling is not always the most convenient, but how can you beat it?
According to a new survey, Whip, you're absolutely right. 73% of people believe the hot dog is best when it's grilled.
Come on.
Easy favorite ways to top a hot dog. This is a huge debate in this great city every summer.
Yes.
What do you think is the favorite national topping as 4th of July is right around the corner for your hot dog? After you steamed your dog, what do you put on it?
With your family.
Right, with your family around.
The world, I'm saying. I'm sure it's ketchup everywhere
it
else.
It is not.
Wow.
Oh, chili cheese dog.
It is not.
Yum, though.
No. Relish.
Mustard.
No. Oh, good. Relish. I didn't have faith in the rest of the world.
Mustard followed by ketchup followed by onions. Most of those are down on I-80 right now.
Yeah, they are actually.
Right. Onion shortage coming up.
Yeah, we were saying earlier, this, so it looks like a truck full of onions fell over. We're running if a truck full of Oscar Mayer wieners fell over next to it.
Yeah.
That would be delicious, right? Onions, relish, chili cheese, there you go. Sauerkraut, mayo, bacon, jalapenos, and coleslaw.
Mayo. Coleslaw? Explain mayo to me.
I put mayo on my hot dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrific.
I have too. It's really good.
I put mayo on everything.
Yeah, ketchup and mayonnaise combo.
It is great.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Gramping. That's the new trend. That's the new lingo. That's what everybody wants to do. They want to skip a generation, go on vacation with their grandma or grandpa.
Yeah.
It's more fun. They're more fun people than your parents. You remember when you used to go on vacation with grandma and grandpa? What did you do? 312-233-1019. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
You went with your grandpa. What happened?
Well, he took 10 of us, 10 of his grandkids, on a tour around Lake Michigan. Oh. It was Midway Airport's first, flights out of there.
Wait a minute. He took you on a plane.
On a plane.
Okay.
It was a tour around Lake Michigan.
Was he flying the plane, or you were just along for the ride?
No.
Okay.
Right. We were...
All right. So it just flew around the perimeter of Lake Michigan, then landed back in Midway.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Sounds cool. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Something with your grandpa. 10 grandkids. Yeah. That'd be nice. Hey, Ruth, what'd you do when you were gramping?
My grandparents took me and my sister to Costa Rica.
Wow.
Costa Rica.
That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't see that every day.
Mm-mm.
And was that something they did regularly, or they just decided we should take the kids to Costa Rica?
Well, they decided to take each grandkid two at a time, so one per grandparent on a trip around the world. Like, two of my cousins went to Sweden with them, and I don't remember where anyone else went. But
oh, my God.
I got to go to Costa Rica with my sister.
Are they accepting any more grandkids? Any more applications for grandkids? I might want in on that deal. Going gramping. I don't know which direction this one is going to head, Brittany.
Yeah, my grandmother used to take me to what I later found out was a cult.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, nothing like a quiet summer at the cult with your grandma.
Yeah, we would go, I think it was like once a week, to this place up in, I'm not sure, it was north of Oak Lawn. That's about all I can remember.
Right.
It's
a nondescript white building behind a jewel.
Probably for the best. I was
just
going to
say, it's
mad.
Let's just stop there. Yeah. No more description.
All right.
A lot of chanting. And
was there chanting and a lot of people jumping around doing weird stuff? Or what was it?
There was a lot of chanting, a lot of bowing, a lot of reading of very specific texts. You had to wear a pin inside your clothes that you paid an ungodly amount of money for that could never touch your skin.
Okay. Yeah.
To whom were you bowing? Or to what?
Buddha.
Okay.
Some Buddha stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And how many times did you and Grandma, you know, hit the cult?
I could not tell you. It was a very regular thing. She was actually working on getting me into the cult.
Well, obviously, you have to recruit.
My father put a stop to it, finally.
Yeah. Well, somebody stepped in.
Yeah, I was going to say, did your parents know that Grandma was taking you there?
Those are heartwarming stories, aren't they? Families could all come together that way. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Uncomfortable forms of PDA. The survey was conducted. The number one most uncomfortable form of PDA was kissing a partner in the park. Yeah. That was very specific.
Well, haven't you ever taken like a blanket down at the park and just rolled around a little?
Nope.
No.
And at number two, what's number two makes you the winner today? It's a way that couples engage with one another, Grace. Hi, Grace. Oh, Grace.
Grab each other's butts.
Grab each other's butts. No. But I'm glad you were here for that. That's number five for what it's worth, Grace. That made it in the number five spot. Number five, touching a partner's behind.
Okay.
That's listed. No. It's the number two form of PDA that makes people uncomfortable is what, Brian?
Baby talk.
There it is.
Yes.
I hate the baby talk.
I would have lost on this game, by the way.
Hate the baby talk. What did you have, Whip?
I had sitting on same side of booth.
Oh, that's gross.
Is that on the list?
That's uber gross.
Okay.
Yep. Brian, do you have a significant other?
Yeah. And we don't engage in much PDA. We hate baby talk.
How about grabbing each other's butts? You ever do that? You ever grab some butts?
All the time.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice
there
handful.
There it is. I like Grace. Oh, wait a minute. I'm here. Grab butts.
Yeah. Grabbing some butts.
Kissing a partner in the park, number one, followed by having a conversation with a partner in a baby voice, number two on the most uncomfortable forms of PDA. Number three, putting a hand over the shoulder of a partner. You know, the old wraparound thing you'll see guys do sometimes?
Yeah, that's adorable.
Like walking down Michigan Avenue, got their arm all wrapped
around. That's above grabbing butts?
That's above grabbing butts,
okay.
Yeah. Oh. Holding a partner's hand at number four. Yuck! touching a partner's butt, number five. Sitting in a partner's lap around friends.
I wrote that one down. That can be weird.
Okay, we both would have lost.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Calling a partner by a pet name.
Ooh.
Proposing marriage in a public place.
Yes.
Giving a partner a peck on the lips and staring at a partner all made the list.
Right.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, The Mix.
Uncomfortable forms of PDA was a part of Mixed Morning Mindbender earlier this hour, and we had said, okay, right now, 312-233-1019. Now, where did you witness this kind of stuff happening? These uncomfortable forms of PDA. You're like, can we please just get through church without that happening? And this Harry Connick show. Please. All right, we've got four finalists, Shannon, Meg, Maddie, and Ginny. One of them wins prizes, okay?
Okay.
All right, start with Shannon. Shannon, you witnessed uncomfortable PDA where?
Yeah, so I was walking my dogs in the middle of the afternoon, and it was in a hospital parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
These two people were just in their car with no tinted windows or anything.
Oh, just going at it, huh? Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then she proceeded to get out of the car to get dressed.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Dog, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Question. Yeah. Makes me scared to go to the hospital.
I know.
Another reason I'm scared to go to the hospital.
She was just naked?
Naked in the hospital parking lot. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
The spot you witnessed, uncomfortable PDA, Meg.
Hi, I was with my sister-in-law and a friend at a really nice little restaurant in Barrington several years ago, and there was a couple clearly out on a date. They were dressed really nice, uh-huh. and they were a little handsy over the table. And then all of a sudden, I noticed her slip off her beautiful stiletto heel and start, say, massaging him in a very precarious spot, which continued for quite a while. We were dying laughing, and my sister-in-law and friend and I, we were rotating seats so that we could all get a look at any given
time.
Like
a show. Wow. Like a show. Show with dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a free show?
Yeah.
People are crazy.
They go. That's like the scene of Wedding Crashers. It's like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, under the the same thing.
I can't.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I
hold
feel
on.
Like I'm there watching.
Hold on. Yep. Hi, Ginny.
Hi.
Hi. Uncomfortable PDA. You witnessed it where?
On a plane.
On a plane.
Ooh. Oh.
Enough said.
Yeah. The old Mile High Club.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah. It was, but they weren't in the bathroom like they should have been. Not. They were next to me.
Oh my God.
I'd call the cops.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. With a blanket over him. Yeah,
God.
Oh my God.
That's when I would go back to the bathroom and just sit there the rest of the flight.
Yeah.
Did you ask him to stop?
Did you ask him to stop?
I acted like I didn't see him. It was bad. It
so
was
he kept
really
getting hit in the
back.
Shoulder with right, exactly. God knows what.
Oh my God.
All right. And finally, Maddie, you witnessed uncomfortable PDA where?
Yeah, so at my great grandma's wake, I saw my second cousin locking lips with some random. So very uncomfortable.
At least it wasn't with another cousin.
How did you end up with a random at your great
grandma's? No idea.
Some rando walked in and started hooking up with my second cousin.
At a funeral?
All right, what's it going to be? The hospital parking lot, the restaurant, the plane, or the rando with the second cousin at grandma's funeral? Nikki, your vote, please.
I'm going with the footsie full feature in Barrington.
Whip, your vote.
Yeah, same, because they kept changing seats to get a better view.
They made a game.
Yeah, that's a trifecta.
All right, there it is right there. Give it up for those folks. Well done.
Freaks from Florida. They're freaks from Florida.
Duh.
Freaks from Florida. Hear about those freaks from Florida.
I had noticed that the freak file was overflowing.
Okay.
So I thought we better dump some of the freaks.
Runneth over.
Yes. All from Florida. Stop me if we're familiar with these stories already, because a couple of them might have been stuck in the file.
Okay.
Right, the freaks from Florida. Orange Park, Florida. You remember this one? Florida man wanted for stealing trove of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia.
No, but tell us more.
Oh, yeah.
I would have heard, remember that.
William James Walker is wanted for the theft of a trailer filled with Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia, which was intended to be sold for a charity.
Oh man, that's
rough. Yeah, he stole all sorts of Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff.
You know that band was named after their coach in high school?
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I knew that.
I didn't either, but that's an interesting tidbit.
I don't think his name was actually Lynyrd Skynyrd. It might have been Lynyrd. Lynyrd, and then they added the Skynyrd, because I kind of remember a story like that. Maybe we can do some more research on that or not. I don't know. Ocala, Florida, Whip. You had a story the other day out of Ocala.
I did. Oh, what was it? I know. It was a lady who was acting crazy and ended up getting tasered
at the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse.
I've been to multiple times.
She was naked,
Outback.
Right?
Yeah, she was naked and ended up being tasered on her boobs.
I wonder if this is the same story. Bikini-clad Florida woman claims cops were called by someone who's just jealous that her body looked good.
Oh, sounds right. That sounds like the same person.
If she didn't say it, she very well should have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's probably who it is. Yeah. Oh, no, this one, a Florida woman's arrested on disorderly intoxication charge. Oh, she was drunk. Claims the only reason the cops were called was that she was in the hotel pool and the manager saw her in a bikini and was jealous that her body looked so good. They said, no, it's really actually that you're not registered at this pool and you just came to the pool.
And you can actually hear the slur in that sentence. It's amazing.
You're jealous.
Perfect.
Pool.
Spring Hill, Florida, at the post office there, a 7-foot alligator walked in there yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah, right through the automatic doors. Alligator walked in.
Okay.
A trapper was called to remove the gator. The Boca News is reporting in Boca Raton that a woman bear sprayed her boyfriend after she got mad at him. Hit him with some bear spray. He accused her of cheating before taking her phone, so she grabbed the bear spray and let him have it.
Is that like pepper spray, basically?
Yeah, but for bears.
The fact that she had bear spray within reach says a lot as well.
Well, I got bears down there. You got to be careful.
Okay, bears.
Collier County, Florida. Drunk Florida man says truck swerved because it was struck by lightning, not because he was drunk. That's what Steven Stinton, who's 38, told the trooper who pulled him all over on I-75. He said, I got struck by lightning.
Hey, he may have actually thought that because he was drunk.
That might be. In Holiday, Florida, Florida man wrestled an alligator to save his puppy. Oh. Yeah, that's nice. Mike McCoy was walking his dog named Jake, an eight-month-old Labrador Retriever, when the alligator suddenly popped out of a nearby pond, pulling the dog underwater, so he saved it. Remember, we talked to a guy in Clearwater who did this.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I wish I could remember that guy's name. He was something.
He was nice.
I remember he took his dog there the next day again, and the dog's like, what are you doing?
Why are you doing
this?
Exactly.
Why are we going back on this
path?
Didn't
we learn?
In Isla Mirada, Florida, I don't know where that is, a Florida man was arrested for speeding, claiming he was trying to drive back to Cuba. Can't do that.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. In Pasco County, Florida, a man named Mr. Florida stole White Claws, scissors, earbuds, and animal pain medication in multi-business robberies.
He truly is Mr. Florida.
That's true.
Hit them all. All the hot spots. Yep. Mr. Florida. A Florida woman in Clearwater attacked her boyfriend with soiled puppy pads.
Ooh.
That's pretty gross.
Those are real disgusting. Gross.
He must have done something bad.
That's really bad. And finally, on your Freaks from Florida file, a Florida man in St. Petersburg was arrested after a heated argument about Tom Brady.
Mm.
Triggered a series of violent confrontations that resulted in the arrest of the Florida man. Police say after a day of drinking, Brian Poulter and his friends were en route to Poulter's St. Petersburg resident when an argument about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback left Poulter enraged.
Wow. Mm.
They love their Tom Brady in Florida now. They used to love him in Boston. Now they love him in St. Pete.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
The top three things currently trending on Twitter. Here we go at number three.
Jeff Daniels trending after news that he's returning to Broadway in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, cool.
Aaron Sorkin's adaptation will resume performances on Tuesday, October 5th. Jeff and starred in Sorkin's Newsroom series back in 2012, if you remember. So they're getting back together. And people are saying that he's going to be really great in this role.
He will be. Thank you, Jeff. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The little fella, Justin Bieber, he's trending right now after his album Justice breaks a record. It is the first album to hit number one in the most countries on Apple Music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little fella's unstoppable, isn't he?
He is.
Busy.
He is cuddly. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Oasis is trending for the random reason. Oh. Noel Gallagher is weighing in on the Royal Brothers and their issues.
Oh, that's great. That is good.
Yeah. So he says he sympathizes with Prince William over younger brother who opened up publicly about all of the drama.
I have the same problem with my idiot brother.
Exactly. It's what he said, basically. He says he knows what it's like to have a younger brother running his mouth all the time.
Yeah.
They're precious.
Always running his mouth. It's so aggravating.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.